Our High Calling. Don't Starve Your Soul. October 1st. And the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Mark 4, verse 19. We must beware that we do not become overburdened, even with what seem the necessary cares of life, so that we are unable to do the most essential work. The largest share of the thoughts and the busy activities that engage hands and hearts are given to selfish, personal, earthly interests. These are allowed to become so engrossing as to prevent attention to the things of eternity. The soul is left to starve for want of nourishment. Mind and body become worn out by protracted hours of application to worldly things. This is just as Satan designed it should be. All the freshness and vigor of the mind, all the keen thought, is given to the world, and God has the feeble, distracted thought, the fruit of a wearied and worried mind. The things of the highest consequence, which pertain to the eternal peace, are made subordinate to the common concerns of life, and God is robbed every day of service which would strengthen spirituality, lifting the thoughts heavenward, and bringing the soul into communion with God and holy angels. We are not to allow the things of this world so to absorb the attention that mind and body are completely engrossed. Thus, those around us are robbed of the kindly words and deeds that would help them in the upward way. The channel of light is clogged with worldly matters. The grace that Christ is longing to impart, he cannot bestow. Many are coming to have less and less strength to impart to others because they do not receive power from the source of all power. God calls upon them to separate from the things which corrode the mind and spoil the religious experience. All are pressed with urgent cares, burdens, and duties, but the greater the pressure upon you, the heavier the burdens you have to bear, the greater your need of divine aid. Jesus will be your helper. You need constantly the light of life of lighten your pathway, and then its divine rays will reflect upon others.